Welcome to your daily devotional, July 23rd. False peace and true peace. Ezekiel chapter 13 and verse 10. Because they have seduced my people saying, peace, when there is no peace. Back in the days of Ezekiel the prophet, there were few voices of truth, but many voices of lies. This was true especially with the religious crowd. But God had a message for those folks. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. But the Lord has not sent them, yet they hope that the word may be confirmed. There are a great many people telling people what they wanted to hear and not what they needed to hear. As a result, those who listened to the false prophets traveled the broad highway to misery and hellfire. So it is today. The true life-giving gospel of peace is built upon the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Certain people will not speak of repentance as the necessary accompaniment to saving faith, nor will they speak of sin, both a literal heaven and hell, or of the judgment to come. There are people who think they have peace with God because they tune into certain popular motivational, quote, Christian speakers once or twice a week. They have false peace, which is no peace at all. For the gospel that Christ died to save sinners and rose again is not preached with power and clarity. If you are trusting in any other man than the God-man Jesus Christ for heaven, then you are on your way to an eternity apart from God. Do not think that there are many ways to heaven or that Christianity is one of many religions leading to God. Such teachings bring false peace. Finally, I ask you, do you have true peace? If you have faith in God through Jesus Christ, then you do have spiritual peace with God. But do you live in that peace? Is it real to you in your life? False peace is deceptive, uncertain, and elusive because it is built on nothing and no one that can help you. It is not built upon the relationship with the God who saved your soul and calls you into daily communion with Him. Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7 reads, the Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now that's true peace.